Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the bad news was confirmed this afternoon from Bangor in County Down that two cattle have tested positive for blue tongue. Northern Ireland's deputy chief vet has warned that an outbreak there could become much more widespread after 44 more suspected cases were identified in the same herd. I'm joined now by Dr. John Donlan, veterinary lecturer at Atlantic Technological University. John, you're welcome again.
Thank you very much.
This is the news. We were talking about this last week as a potential outbreak, but this is the news that farmers have been dreading. Blue tongue confirmed now on the island of Ireland. How inevitable is it that those 44 suspected cases will have the disease, John?
I think it is probably quite likely that those 44 cases will be confirmed positive in the next day or two. The test is fairly reliable, so I wouldn't see any reason why they wouldn't come back positive, especially considering the first two are confirmed
now, indeed. Yeah, Stormont's Agriculture Minister Andrew Muir has said that plans are now in place for further testing on other farms in the 20-kilometre control zone around that farm. What would that look like, John?
So I think it will probably involve blood testing of animals. So the Department of Agriculture in the North will choose farms and choose a cohort of animals from those farms and take blood samples from them and do antibody ELISAs and PCRs on those samples.
What is the incubation period for blue tongue, and like, how do we pick up on these cases?
So the incubation period would be about 4 to 8 days, and I suppose the interesting thing about these cases, from my reading of the statements from the minister, is that these were picked up through, they call it, active surveillance. So these would have been animals that were tested specifically to check for blue tongue. They weren't necessarily detected because they had clinical signs. The both Departments of Agriculture north and south of the border have increased their surveillance because it has gotten so much closer with England being under a full restriction zone, and Wales as well. So these animals were picked up as part of that active surveillance project.
And as you say, we're blaming midges and midge activity for this. How far can midges actually fly? How far can they travel?
So they can probably make it across the water with wind, not by their own steam, we'll say, but a good windy day with the wind going in the wrong direction would carry the midge from, we'll say, the west coast of Britain right across to us, and the Department of Agriculture would have simulation models where they use the meteorological data along with where there are current outbreaks ongoing to try and predict when that might occur to focus their sampling.
How can farmers then protect themselves? Like, you can't, we're speaking to a farmer on this program earlier in the week, they're saying that, you know, midges don't know borders. So what can a farmer do realistically?
Realistically, the most that we can do right now is keep a very close eye on our animals and alert the Department of Agriculture if we see clinical signs. Midge activity should be slowing down, although I do note that the Department of Agriculture for the North statement did mention that they still think there is midge activity in the area, which would make you worried that transmission could still be occurring. But, you know, they talk about housing animals and using mechanical ventilation to try and keep air movement in the sheds high enough that midges can't really land on animals, but that's not really realistic for most farmers in Ireland. They also talk about using insecticides, but that would be on a very specific kind of basis. In certain situations, they might use those when animals are being transported or something like that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll keep an eye on that that developing story. But for now, thanks to Dr. John Donlan, veterinary lecturer from the Atlantic Technological University.
I heard Brigadier General Mark Salton earlier on use the expression border agnostic attack vector. You could file midges under that one. Now, coming up, from rocking around the Christmas tree to Santa Tell Me, with the definitive list of Christmas floor fillers that'll have your foot tapping.